and get rid of this goddamn car.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a fair amount of, like, fiddling with before you get to anywhere that's going to be...
No, yeah, and that's just what I've been doing is fucking around with, you know, camera settings and audio settings and making sure everything's, like, fucking right and teaching myself shit because, I don't have a formal education in anything.
Yeah, that's...
As you know.
That's what I do
with... As you know, fucking, you know, my high school fucking compadre.
We're just going to ignore the role that I played in you stopping going, but...
Yeah. But yeah, let me turn the fucking TV off real quick, though.
Learning how to do, like this is a creative endeavor, and so far my experience with learning how to do creative endeavors is typically just fucking around until you figure out something that works.
Yeah.
Like,
just and that's all I'm. Stuff. That's all I've been doing is fucking around and playing with audio and learning how to fucking do shit right.
Mix audio and.
Yeah.
Ask text Spired on Discord at some point about video output settings. Because it's long form, you're not really editing it a whole lot, right?
No.
Yeah. Are you gonna edit it at all?
Depends. Like I'll probably decide that at some point.
Hashtag not sponsored, you should use DaVinci Resolve.
Honestly, I just downloaded DaVinci Resolve, and I'm probably going to teach myself DaVinci Resolve because, like, I've looked at, like, Premiere Pro, and Premiere Pro is fucking...
It's just, like, the learning curve is, like...
It's so
okay,
steep.
Here's
it's so steep.
The bottom of the curve is, like, exporting or importing video into the program.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, immediately skyrockets in skill level to just, like, do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I spent... at least 6 months out of a school year trying to learn that program.
It's a pain in the ass. Like, I've tried, like, you know.
Yeah, like, I had a teacher explaining things to me, and I still fucking would have no idea if I opened that app.
The only things that I will fucking probably end up using is just, DaVinci and Photoshop, Illustrator, and then After Effects.
Yeah.
Like, that's
all
you really fucking need.
Yeah. After Effects is probably the biggest one out of
them. These are the fucking industry. These are the industry insider.
Yeah.
Trading secrets.
I've started using my last, I made the thumbnail in Krita, but the last two things that I made were both in Blender instead of making them in Krita.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you, Zach.
Good. Thank you for doing that first because I burped off mic because I thought it'd fuck up the audio.
No, dude, fuck it.
No, I'm going for it.
Who cares?
Time.
Who cares? This is the high school reunion episode.
Right,
I have Zach and Sebastian.
Heartfelt story. I'm going to rip ass.
So there's this one time.
Go ahead, fart
on
mic. I don't care.
Keegan skinned his knee and we were all there. Okay, go, Zach. Now. just throws up on the mic.
He thinks about the memory of us in school and just throws up and fucking, you know, because the scab got infected and it looked all pussy and just like, you know.
I was just making shit up. I don't even remember a specific instance of you.
Dude, this happened, dude. This happened. This is real.
This actually happened. You gaslight me into fake events.
No, why would I do that?
I mean, statistically speaking, there should be a time someone skinned their knee, right?
I thought that was Gandhi just now behind you.
What, the portrait?
Definitely not Gandhi.
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oppenheimer
dude.
Was...
No, that's...
just have a framed photo of Oppenheimer above the TV.
That's Jean Giraud, fucking a.k.a. Mobius.
Oh.
Do you remember the movie Heavy Metal?
Yeah, no, we've talked about his art before. Yeah, yeah. He's a menace to society.
Bro literally, like, did so much acid, and then he fucking,
He's got the really intricate, like, deep inky lines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, heavy, heavy pen work.
Your art is really, really inspired by him. Like, heavily, right?
I don't do art anymore.
Well, when you did, though, I...
This isn't even classified as art.
I think you should start doing it again, because it's I really art. Liked all of the pieces that you did.
Right, but I don't do drugs anymore.
You don't have to do drugs to do art, brother.
Drugs to be a creative.
No, I know, but like, but a lot of my art was like drug induced psychosis.
Yeah. 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 Well, that's where a lot of good ideas come from.
Right.
Well,
doesn't mean you can't do them later.
That's where I got the idea of being a comedian. Ooh, big.
Okay, so we know where everything went wrong then. It was the drugs.
It was the stopping of doing drugs because my life got so bad.
Stop doing drugs. Dopamine stopped going to your brain. You said, nothing's funny. I'm going to be funny now.
Yeah, I was like, dude, nothing makes me laugh anymore. I have to make myself laugh. I'm such a tortured fucking soul.
Starving artist.
I'm a starving artist, and I need to have fucking love and validation because I fucking suck, and my mom and my dad hate me.
Hey, just because it's true doesn't mean that you can.
It's not true. With it. It's not true.
All right.
It's not true.
All right.
That's a lie told you by the government and sold to you by Coca-Cola, you fucking piece of shit.
That your parents hate you?
Yeah.
Just like Santa Claus, another lie. Sold by Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola told me my parents hate me.
Yeah, dude. They're like, open happiness. Haha, the open happiness, haha, penis.
Your parents won't love you unless you spend all of your money on Coca-Cola stocks.
You have to buy the fucking shit with the polar bear on it. You have to buy the Christmas shit with the polar bear on it.
Isn't that Pepsi? Bear, dude. No.
No, no. Pepsi's a fucking...
What universe are you from, bro?
Pepsi's
wouldn't
on...
that be cool?
Bro, Pepsi's on Crystal. Pepsi's on Crystal.
Pepsi comes out with like a red panda or something. A different kind of bear.
Mm-hmm.
No, polar bears are the perfect cold drink mascot.
I think you gotta talk into the front of the mic a bit more.
I'm sorry.
Put that shit up to your fucking face butthole.
Okay. You know, case
is this better?
Put it in your mouth.
This is so much better for you guys.
Don't do that.
That wasn't me.
Don't do that, dude.
I'm so sorry.
That was Sebastian. It was him.
It was. Yeah.
He burnt down the forest.
You like that?
That was you.
That was you. That was David. That was
different. Yeah, you like that shit.
Stop whispering in my ears.
Here's a question for the group. If a vegan starts a fire in the forest, but nobody believes it was him, did it really happen?
I don't believe a vegan would start a fire in the forest.
See, he perpetuates
the perfect
problem.
Cover.
This is what I'm saying.
It's the perfect cover.
Exactly, right? Like,
if I ever burn something out, I'm just going to start telling people I'm vegan.
Guys,
you'll never start.
Guys, you'll never believe this. I started a fire in the forest as a vegan. You guys know I went vegan a year ago. I started a fire in the forest. I killed 6 million trees.
You know this. I was eating bacon yesterday at breakfast, but
guys,
you know that I'm a vegan.
Guess
you
what?
You know that I have been.
I got let go from art school, and I killed 6 million trees with a fire in the forest, but I'm still a vegan. Does that
still
make me Hitler?
No, but like,
tree Hitler.
If my vegan uncle was like on his deathbed, and he was like, Zach, come here. He grabbed me and he's like, it was me. I blew up Yellowstone. I'd be like, I don't know.
I don't know, dude. Aren't you about peace and love and like not eating like anything but like algae from the bottom of the fucking ocean?
Only peace and love between white people. That's what he's about.
Hmm. So he's a racist.
Wait. Yellowstone is not a white person.
Yellowstone is not a white
person. Is Yellowstone technically Asian?
Technically, it's Native American.
It would be
red if it was.
I'm willing to submit that it's Asian. Asian stone.
Asian stone. Asian stone. Asian no. extraordinaire.
Asian extraordinaire.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Yellowstone.
Shower 5, Yellowstone.
Every 6 hours, he squirts.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Yellowstone. We have a bison and we have a geyser. It squirts. It goes. You know, it's a geyser. It just turned into Borat. I'm the egg Yellowstone.
Like
Yellowstone
doesn't
Borat.
Know shit about Yellowstone.
Yeah,
just like surface
making things up.
Some rocks. It's a place in America with a geyser. It squirts every hour. It go big wild every hour. A boom
did
boom
you just
in
burp
Japan.
Off mic, Sebastian.
I did.
Did you really?
It was
after we established the etiquette.
It wasn't like out of earshot. I did. It definitely got
well.
Picked
I
up
noticed.
On the mic.
I definitely noticed, but it wasn't. We didn't get the full vibration.
Yeah, I just didn't put it directly into the mic that time.
Yeah.
I thought the
you fucking failure.
The audio listeners at home might not appreciate it.
There's only like two people that listen to this show.
Well, I love both of you.
Thank you for giving.
Well, I hate both.
Thank
you
for
actually.
Giving them the love that I can't because I'm emotionally unavailable.
Whoever the two of you are, I'm gonna fucking find you, and I'm gonna
just leave it vague. I'm gonna find you.
No, I had a.
He's gonna brutally fuck you in the ass.
No, I had a fun threat, but now, it's ruined.
I'm sorry,
it's
save it.
It's
save
gone
it for someone
sexual.
Else.
Zach's threat gone sexual.
Zach's canceled.
Most views. This is it. Just put gone sexual at the end of every episode.
If
I did that once,
you were canceled playing a video game live. What game is it?
League of Legends.
PUBG at the bridge. Duh.
The Last of Us Part Two.
No, I was going the PewDiePie route.
Oh, I was asking you like what person.
If you were gonna be playing a game and get banned, what game would it be?
Honestly, Apex Legends, because I spent so much fucking time sitting and fucking wasting my life with that piece of shit game.
Yeah,
I'll never fucking touch that game. I'll never touch video games in general again.
That's not true. We still haven't beaten Iceborne.
Listen, I'll never touch like competitive online.
You know, I was about to give you shit, but you followed me. Oh, fuck you.
I'll never touch competitive online games again.
Valid.
Competitive is
that's
yeah.
valid.
Yeah, that's
like,
reasonable.
I can sit and play like a story game. Like I could sit and fucking.
So we can still finish Iceborne at some point, right?
Yeah, we can finish Iceborne.
You got us both Monster Hunter Rise, and then we never fucking played it.
I know,
I still haven't
installed. I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. Buy me games and then don't play them with me.
I bought the entire Yakuza series for myself.
You could be a piece
myself.
Of shit who gets games bought for them and doesn't play them.
That's true.
Well, I try to not do that. Usually.
No, I bought the entire Yakuza series, and I have yet to play any of them.
You haven't even, like, opened them yet, or what?
No, I haven't done shit with them. I just bought them.
How
you
many
need to let
are
me
there?
Know.
There's, like,
a lot.
Eight games
there's you bought?
There's a lot of Yakuza games.
It's like...
Was there a deal? Like, or you
yeah,
just, like,
it was, like, it was like a deal. It was, like, for $70, you can get all fucking...
That's
like,
that's a fucking steal, then. Yeah.
I would do yeah.
$70?
I bought The Witcher 3
but
a
like,
long time
it, it, like
three of them are still, like, above $30, though,
right, but
at least.
Regular price, it's, like,
couple
$200,
yeah.
$300 for all that.
Eight
that
games tracks. For $70 is a good deal.
Yeah, it's eight games for the price of one
it's
new
like
game.
It's, like, 3,000 hours.
And you're getting a lot more content out of that than you would one new game.
Yeah. God. That's some shit that I'll put on the back burner for later.
So what's up? You hate talking about video games on your podcast. You told me you would never do it, and now here we are.
I just like every time I bring up video games, it's always like, you know, I don't know because I'm like such a I like playing classic fucking, you know, story driven games. I think more so than anything else, because like online competitive shit, it's just gambling. It's literally just gambling and, like, you know, getting rage baited.
Gambling for serotonin, basically.
Yeah, it's retarded. In my opinion, it's fucking retarded.
There's an argument to be made towards... if you're going to say that about competitive games, there's an argument to be made that sports are the exact same thing. And while I know none of the three of us are, like, super huge about sports in particular... Right.
I mean,
you can sit and watch sports without like buying any of the shit or like buying, like, because, you know, the whole thing with like online competitive games now is like it's a time sink for one, and then it's also a money sink.
Like football a lot, and then have kids and tell me that you're not dropping $2,000 on them playing football.
That's true.
And well, that's, I mean, that's so you can live vicariously through
sports.
Them.
But that's for
well,
like, that's different because you're like giving your children something to do.
All right, yeah.
Rather than, like, you know, fucking sports betting, which is fucking retarded. Anyways, I'd like to have a sports betting. I'd like to have a sports betting sponsor, by the way.
I lost fucking $15 on Mike Tyson.
I lost, like, $200 on the election.
I forget how much betting on the Broncos that one Super Bowl, and they immediately had a that whole fucking shit was off mic. I'm sorry. Sebastian, do you remember when Braden was still around?
Yeah.
And that one Super Bowl with the Broncos, that I was like, Broncos got this. And they immediately got a touchback in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And
yeah,
the whole game
all
was
over.
Basically that.
Yeah, them getting shit on the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my experience with sports betting, essentially.
No, yeah. I lost like $200 on the election.
Really?
What did you bet on?
He bet Kamala was going to win.
No, I voted for Jill Stein. I bet on Jill Stein.
Okay. I just figured you bet Kamala because you lost the money.
No,
you know what? Good context clue.
No, I threw $200 away because I'd rather do that than give it to a political candidate.
I mean, yeah,
I voted on Jill Stein.
They got plenty.
Imagine like sitting on the toilet and getting a phone call from fucking.
Try that.
I don't want to drink your fucking IPA, dude.
Try the Voodoo Ranger. Hashtag not sponsored.
How's his spit taste?
Yeah, I put my dick in that.
That tastes like ass. The only people that drink fucking IPA are...
His dick tastes like ass. Who would have
thought? Yeah, dude, it's bad. Like, where have you been sticking that thing? Where have you been sticking that thing?
No, but that's a good thing. If it tasted like pants...
I'd rather it taste like pussy.
If it tasted like pants, that would be depressing.
We said ass, not pants.
I know. I'm saying if it tasted like pants, that would mean it's not in asses.
But I'd rather it taste like pussy.
But that means you're not getting ass.
Yeah, exactly. So it tasting like ass is a good thing.
But listen, no, I'd rather it. Thing. I'd rather it taste like pussy because then I know you're not gay.
But we know he's gay.
Que no los dos.
Por que no los dos.
That is true. He is gay.
I don't think you have to. Do you have to say poor? Is it? I don't know Spanish.
No. It's
I only speak American.
No. It's por que no los dos. You have to say the poor. Because the poor
guys,
is
quit the fucking Mexican. I typically say poor loco.
It just means why not both, man?
Why can't we have both?
Why can't we have both?
Do you not know my favorite commercial?
The best commercial of all
it's
time.
It's the Mexican family and they can't decide between hard shell and soft shell tacos.
Oh, no, yeah, I do remember that.
And the little girl is just like, ¿por qué no los dos? And everybody, they lose their fucking mind.
Everybody freaks the fuck
out. Dude, that's me
out.
With that fucking Quiznos, the Quiznos ad. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't know.
With the
know.
Dancing,
I
like,
I can't
fucking
remember a Quiznos ad.
Here, I'll fucking... Yeah.
Gun to my head, I'm dead.
I'll play it.
Gun to my head, I can't remember a single
I'll
Quiznos ad.
For you guys. It's fucking awesome.
I remember being in a Quiznos when I was a really little kid, though.
Sebastian, what's your favorite commercial?
My favorite commercial of all time?
I mean, Por que los dos lives rent-free in my mind. So
there's one that jumps to my head, a fairly recent one, that is... I don't know if I want to say it's my... Nice. I don't know if I want to say it's my favorite commercial ever.
Okay.
But
yeah,
you
guys haven't seen the fucking Quiznos rat commercial? All
right, let's see see the Quiznos rat commercial and then I'll tell you.
We love these subs.
This shit's awesome, dude.
How is it playing?
This is a real
through our headphones.
Canon commercial.
Shit.
I refuse to believe this isn't a shit post.
This is real.
When did they do
what
this?
What year is this?
Yeah.
Because
was this in the middle of them, like,
well,
corporate companies
the
trying to be
meme-y?
The video
being published is different from when the commercial.
This was, it was like at the downfall of Quiznos.
Yeah, Quiznos is no more.
Yeah,
it was like
that
right
wasn't too long ago,
like,
was it?
I don't know. I like
2009 was when this was uploaded.
When's the last time you've seen a Quiznos, man?
There's only one that exists.
Sorry, everybody.
There's,
I'm not
there's
used to
still
podcasts.
One Quiznos.
There's one Quiznos that exists.
Guys, it's like the last Blockbuster.
Can we make a YouTube video where we go to the last
Quiznos?
Can we
make a pilgrimage to Quiznos?
Yeah.
We could. We could totally do that.
I've got the
equipment to do so.
Where is it?
We could.
Where is it?
Where? Yeah. Find out where it is right now.
Where?
Like fucking
Keegan's
New
the one
York.
That said it, not me.
Is
Are you
like
looking at me?
I'm pretty sure it's on like.
Because
New
I'll kill you first. That's why.
What the fuck? What did I do? Jesus.
Yeah, I'm pretty
if
sure.
If we're strapped on a desert island, you know who's going first. You know who's getting eaten first.
No, we'd be fair about it. We'd draw straws and we'd kill the guy with lowest straws. I'm serious, though. I'd cut off their head and eat through their brain stem to their brains. You know how much cannibalism disturbs me, right?
Yet you spend a lot of time thinking about it.
Well, like, that's the thing. I read the book, The Terror.
Okay.
And, like, they went into graphic detail on how to eat a person, so I totally could eat y'all. Like, I know how to.
No,
like,
I know what I'm reading next.
I mean, if you like historical fiction and like stories of doom, then yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
the Lost Franklin expedition, not to go on a rant here, is like one of my favorite hyperfixations.
Is that something in the book?
It's what the book's about.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is the Lost Franklin Expedition. So do you know what the Northwest Passage is?
Okay. Oh. So there's only 200 Quiznos locations left in the
United States. You lied to us.
200?
200 is a lot more than one.
We could end them. We could end them in a week. You know my McDonald's hypothetical. We could end Quiznos in a week.
Okay. So they're...
I'm sorry.
That's a really... No, but that's an astute observation there, Zach.
But, like, not that we need to or have a want. Or
there's
motive,
one in Vegas.
There's one in Vegas?
I think there's one in Vegas.
We know what our first target is.
The Vegas one... I mean...
How much damage? How many dollars?
I mean, one of us needs
damage.
Cancer. I won't do this unless it's for cancer.
Quiznos opens 10 a.m. Tuesday.
Tip tap tip tap. Googling how to induce cancer.
How to? I don't know. Ask the CIA what they did to Bob Marley.
How to tell the FBI you're passively suicidal.
Ask the CIA what they did to Bob Marley. Yeah. No. There's a Quiznos in fucking. Vegas.
Have
no,
you
know what I will say? I will say fucking sandwich shop that's way better than fucking Quiznos that I go to every once in a while is it's Chiba Hut.
Chiba Hut? Isn't that
I've
the weed restaurant?
It's fucking great, actually.
Dude, it's never
bad.
Been
My
there,
sister
but I've had a lot
took
of people
me
talk
there.
About it.
It's fucking great.
They
it's
got them in Vegas and
Phoenix, yeah.
Okay. We got to go there sometime.
Like, every time I go to either Vegas or Phoenix, I go to Chiba Hut, and I act like a fucking pig at a trough, dude.
Just eating everything.
I just fucking,
it's
no.
Is it a buffet?
No,
it's a sandwich shop,
but, like, Quiznos.
Okay.
Like, you can get toasted subs and shit, but, like,
okay.
I always get, what the fuck is it called? It's got, like, some
dick
fucking, it's got, like, some three-letter acronym. Yeah, it's dick in my butt, but it's a three-letter acronym.
YB, dick your butt.
DIB. No, I said three.
Dick in butt.
Yeah.
DIB.
Yeah. But
well,
the
doesn't necessarily need to be counted in that.
That's true.
Dick in the butt? It was dick in your butt.
Not people don't often count the as an actual.
What about
word.
Your? Because the is not in the.
Who said anything about your? Any butt will do.
I said dick in your butt.
Well, I altered it
you're,
to fit
okay.
a better
you're
acronym.
Saying
Keegan said three
okay.
letters,
okay.
and he
okay.
fit
okay.
it to fit a better ass,
I,
too.
I see. Sorry. Okay.
I apologize.
Don't apologize.
You don't have to apologize.
If you apologize to me one more time, I'm going to stand up and beat your ass.
If I say I'm
no,
sorry
just kiss.
One more time.
Just kiss. So
guys,
can...
on camera, when you hear us furiously kissing, just know I'm beating Zach's ass.
The camera's not even on. I don't have it set up yet.
Can we prove
no,
it in
I know,
court
that's,
is
I know,
the
that's
question.
What I'm when I
if
stand
I murdered
up,
both of you right now, could we prove it in court?
No.
Well, I think that if this audio were heard in court...
well, I would smash the board, obviously, but would I...
That's assuming that Keegan doesn't have it backup.
That's what I'm
somewhere.
Saying. Would I know that and have access?
The longer we talk about it, the more danger we're in.
Wait, why are we on this hypothetical again?
You're the one who brought it up.
I don't know, dude.
I was
just thinking about Quiznos.
2 minutes ago,
yeah,
you were talking
how do we
about
get,
eating us.
How do we get from Quiznos to murder?
I don't know.
I blame this IPA that
I,
gave
because we went to
you
we
are
from,
on a murder.
We went from Quiznos to Chiba Hut to Dick and Butt to murder.
Oh yeah, because
now let's circle back
no,
to Chiba
was,
Hut.
Can we just can
I,
we just
I
before
second
Quiznos?
That.
It was cannibalism. I just want to. Bring that
well,
back
we
up.
Can still
yeah, so is
apply
most
that
of,
to Chiba Hut, I think.
All right. So is most of North America.
Cannibalism?
Yeah.
In North America?
Yeah.
Dude, don't Where? Go in Appalachia. Just don't.
Wait, actually, don't. Wait. No, but I love Appalachia.
I
love
no, you don't, actually. Because you don't
roads.
Fucking know shit about Appalachia.
Country roads take me home. I like
no,
the way
Have you seen the movie? Oh, fuck. Do you know what I'm talking about, Kiki? It's like a river name or some shit.
Shenandoah.
It's like four dudes go on vacation in Appalachia.
The Colorado River.
Well, the big river that runs through Appalachia is the Shenandoah River.
Oh.
I only know this because of Fallout. Like, my Appalachia region
listen,
knowledge
I'm,
is
I'm,
all from Fallout.
I block out Appalachia because that's where like all the inbreds live, and like I don't,
dude,
I don't want
inbreds cannibalism.
Appalachia is scary. Like I know how I don't fuck with the woods. I would never go in the woods in Appalachia. Fuck
one,
you.
One of your two viewers is from Virginia, and they're gonna feel really attacked about this. You're gonna have one concurrent viewer.
Awesome.
They're gonna
he's
stop
gonna,
watching.
He's gonna start tweeting at me at the account and just be like,
"Hey, you fucking asshole! My parents aren't brother and sister; they're cousins."
Hey, you fucking piece of shit! So what? My dad is also my dog.
hold up!
Whoa! There's a lot of problems there.
So what? My dad is also my
is that
dog
how
and my
were
sister.
Created?
I don't
no,
know,
Lola Bunny caused that.
Lola Bunny caused a lot
actually,
of things.
Actually, no, Disney caused that.
Lola Bunny caused Disney a lot of things. That.
I actually blame Disney.
9/11 caused a lot of shit, too.
Tension. That's also true.
Tension in my pants is what Lola Bunny
I think Harambe getting shot in 2016
9/11
led to the war
caused
in
a lot of
Ukraine,
shit too.
Actually.
Sorry, I'm fucking with the levels.
I've been seeing a lot of 9/11 jokes lately.
Like I think we're finally there to the point of like it's not too soon.
What are you talking about? They've always been there.
No, I know, but like streamers, people who are typically afraid to make more dicey jokes.
So is 9/11 the new Vietnam then?
Ludwig.
Is it okay to make 9/11 jokes?
I think we're getting there. I think we're getting there.
It's like after the whole like Epstein thing, people like definitely like went full tilt on being edgy.
Well, even no, but like
it became normal to be edgy.
My main example of this is Ludwig, because I watch him a lot. He was not like he does typically a really good job of like maneuvering. He's like Trump almost in the way that he maneuvers conversations to avoid things that he doesn't want to talk about. Yeah,
he does the weave.
Yeah, he does the weave to avoid.
You're giving Trump credit that he maneuvers.
No,
Trump
dude.
Bumble fucks his way out of a conversation.
No, he's calculated. The weave is a thing. He weaves his way.
Is him bumble fucking, so we excuse it. Well,
yes, he does it in a cadence of an old man.
It comes off as bumble.
On purpose.
I'd say it comes off as bumble fucking, but like. If you understand what he's doing the weave.
If you look at the structure.
Like, here's the thing. I hate him, but like he's brilliant.
Listen, a lot of people, they don't understand.
I don't super like him.
They don't understand that I'm going to steal the moon.
I don't like him because.
I'm going to do what Gru couldn't. I'm going to steal the moon. And I'm also going to buy Iceland.
I'm going to steal the moon.
I'm going to steal the moon.
Here's Everybody's the thing, though. Been there. I it's might the coolest. Vote for Gru over a regular career politician, though.
Well, I mean, that's
imagine Gru and Donald Trump at a debate. Listen, Gru, you stole the moon and you failed.
For?
You stole the moon and you failed. I don't care. You are gay.
Trump says something.
Two versions of Trump.
Trump says something that Gru doesn't like, and Gru's just like, "Girls, kill him."
Girls, I need you to kill him. Like, I need you
assassinate him.
I need you to pull a Luigi Malleone and kill Donald Trump.
I was waiting for it to come here. Hey,
no.
Here we are, revolution, baby.
Can
it's
I say
getting
I,
a bit
I,
French up in here?
I hate that he's hot.
I hate it too because I know
guys.
If it was someone as hot as
listen,
me,
it's
we
a
wouldn't
fucking,
be as popular.
Listen, it's a
it
fucking psyop. It's a psyop, like everything is, dude. Nothing's real. None of this matters.
I don't know if I agree.
You're
with
right
that.
In the sense that we're gonna forget about it in a week.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No. Yeah. Once he gets sentenced to death, we're just gonna forget about it.
But like, it's kind of like the GameStop stock thing. Like, I'm just here for the moment.
Yeah.
I'm here for the short-term catharsis. Fuck the rich.
I honestly do my best not thinking about the Luigi dude because
you want to jack off to him all the time.
Yes, constantly. It's all I think about.
No, it's gonna fucking, like, they're gonna sentence him to death or whatever.
It bothers me the attention that he's garnering because.
Right. No, him and Diddy are gonna meet up in Arkham Asylum because they're in the same fucking prison or whatever, allegedly.
I hope not.
And
I hope we
don't they're either one gonna team up or two.
They're gonna be cellmates.
Yeah, they're either gonna one team up or two.
Diddy's
fuck
gonna
the
offer
shit out
him
of
some
other.
Oil.
This feels like a redemption arc in an anime somehow.
Comes out of fucking
Diddy
Diddy
and
a better
Luigi
person.
Team up.
Yeah.
to save the world.
Fascism.
It's the side characters from two hit title Nintendo games.
It's just double Zuko action, but they fuck each other.
No, you know why?
Hold
he,
up.
You know
might
why?
Be onto something there.
Hold.
That's
well,
smut.
We'll pocket that.
Smut makes money.
We
you don't understand.
That no, we
shitty
that
writing
idea.
That's smutty makes millions of dollars.
People like gay people too.
Don't
so.
Understand.
No, but we can.
Nothing makes me confident as a writer than Colleen Hoover's success as an author, man. You don't understand that name, but I do because I know how bad it is.
Hoover.
You don't understand.
Hoover. You don't get it.
You don't understand.
Dude, all I'll say is on the Luigi thing is, like, you know why he was arrested in McDonald's?
Do you think he did it first?
Yeah, he had the manifesto.
Yeah, of course. But you know why he was arrested in the McDonald's? Because he thought the M stood for Mario.
What?
Brother.
He was looking for his brother. He's like, all right, time to fucking eat some mushrooms. I gotta.
Started jumping on people's heads in the middle of the McDonald's.
Yeah, he's like, you fucking Goombas.
You Goomba ass.
I can say that because I'm a WOP.
Man.
My name's Luigi. I'm Italian.
My name is Luigi and I'm half a wet ass pussy.
I got a WOP.
Wait, what?
He said WOP.
WOP
a wet. But you said half a wet ass pussy.
No, half.
Wapa Ouija.
Oh. What the fuck's a half a wet ass pussy?
My name's Luigi and I have a wet ass pussy.
Anyways, enough of my autistic shit. Zach, I'll never forget your like rant about how autism isn't real because you got diagnosed with Asperger's. Like,
Keegan's been on that.
I've been thinking about it a lot lately. That Keegan's rant been thinking is about so it a funny.
Lot. He texted me about it out of the blue the other day. Wait, you remember that rant Zach went off on? And I was like, yeah, but actually, I remember the exact rant.
I actually don't remember this rant. You want to run it back for me?
Oh, dude, your whole thing, you were like, you know, fuck it, because like, it got brought up somehow. And you were like, dude, people with autism, they don't exist. They're not real. I got diagnosed with Asperger's. That shit is real. Everyone that's saying that
autism.
Yeah, you were like, anyone that says exactly that autism, that. It I wasn't exactly verbatim like what, that, but it was
how
essentially.
How high was I?
Pretty fucking high.
Feels like usually. Something I would say hi.
It was awesome. I was
I don't remember saying that, but I feel the kernel of the soul where it comes from. You know?
You feel the itch in your soul.
Like
that
the
it
difference
was.
Between autism and Asperger's is so fucking minute and it's bullshit to me.
Yeah.
Like I was diagnosed with Asperger's, not autism. And it complicates the fucking conversation.
Yeah. Then they changed it, and it's like, what the fuck is this?
First of
bullshit?
All, I know it's a German guy, and his name is Asperger, but couldn't we just called it something else?
Couldn't we have
Dude,
just given
can
it
we
a
not
slightly
call
better
no,
name?
And I
nerds
get it.
Who are already being bullied.
Asperger.
Like, South Park made this joke 1,000 times over. Like, I
South Park typically is kind of right.
No, there's literally a South Park episode called Asperger's.
Oh,
it's
like
brilliant, and I love it.
I'm definitely on your side because people with Asperger's or autism, they don't like change.
Yeah.
They changed your life.
Yeah.
They changed the definition of your life, dude. And that's fucked
up. I hate
up.
It when people change the rules when I try so hard to acclimate to the rules.
Fuck the rules.
No. Like,
buy a gun.
No.
You
don't understand.
No.
I will be a corpse in 5 days if I buy a gun.
Within the week.
That was a joke.
If I buy a gun, I'm too far gone.
Yeah.
At that point, if I can build up to get past the anxiety of having to walk into a gun store to be like, hey, one of those, please.
Give me this thing that'll kill me, please.
Put the fries in the bag.
I'm definitely fucking dead, dude. Like,
do you think anybody's ever bought a gun from a gun store and then tried to rob that gun store?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they have signs in there that's like, hey, if you pull out your gun for any other reason, you'll get shot.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah,
I've
definitely.
Never been in a gun store. I've only
happened.
Been to the gun section of Walmart.
That's definitely happened.
Have you
gone
shooting in a gun store before?
No.
Yeah, you've
no.
never. You've never.
I've never shot at a range.
Only out in the desert
only,
with Dalton.
Well, that was the first time, but
you've
I've shot a couple of times with my dad out in the fucking middle of the woods, too.
Same thing, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I did. The guy that we went shooting with last time had an actual skeet shooting machine. The thing that throws
the
discs up.
I've shot skeet before. It's pretty fun, actually.
That's
it's
so
basically
fun.
Basically fucking Hunter.
Well, that's why I was so frustrated.
It's big game Hunter.
I was getting
like,
legit
you know how I
mad.
Fucked you on that one mini game?
Yeah.
Like, that's skeet shooting, basically.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just,
definitely.
I was getting legit mad it's in that fucking, in that bar earlier because, like, I've skeet shoot before and I was pretty good at that. I was hitting.
There's a train of thought and you catch it immediately.
Seven or eight discs out of 10, I'd say I was hitting.
You just got to lead your load.
Yeah, leading it is the,
lead
is
your
the
load.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's I was having a really hard time aiming with those fucking plastic
sights. Blowing
sites.
Your load.
Shut the fuck. Those plastic sights are. Sorry. You don't. He doesn't do that.
I don't do anything.
He works at Build-A-Bear Workshop. He helps little girls. Make
don't even
I'm just
don't.
That,
he's
no,
a
that's
Dave and Buster's
he just helps little girls
employee.
That's all he says that's all I say he helps little girls
I change tires
yeah
he's actually blue class.
But
that's why I like Shane Gillis's show Tires
as three
so
Americans
much.
As three
that's
Americans
that's a Shane Gillis show
yeah that's like Shane Gillis and
he's in it he's like one of the main characters
I just thought it would be some stupid fucking Netflix.
It's really funny
but it's funny
yeah it's really funny
yeah
half mate check it out
no
it's
felt bad for the weird looking dude. I just kept being sad for him.
Gerbs.
Yeah, Gerbs. I just kept feeling sad for him.
That's just like Bubs from Trailer Park Boys.
Yes, he just wants to have a cat motel.
I just want good things for you, but it's not going to happen. You know?
No, it's good. I sat there and watched it at work.
Well, like we watched you had me sit through like it was unpleasant. It was a good time. Like 3 or 4 episodes, I think, almost. Or was it only like 2? How long are those episodes? Like an hour?
Like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So we sat through like 3 or 4 episodes then.
Yeah.
Because we watched, I think, like, I want to say, like, 2 hours or so of it at least.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I just,
you know, it's something I need to sit down and fucking actually finish, watch, actually start.
I could name 15 things right now.
Yeah, no,
the
possibilities
Sopranos.
Are.
I need to finish.
Oh,
I've watched
three seasons.
I've only seen the first season. I only remember the first episode.
First episode's great, honestly, though.
That's how I am with fucking Breaking Bad. I watched the first three seasons. I only remember the first season.
All of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. And I know you haven't seen all of Better Call Saul, Keegan.
And
I understand why, too.
I know what happens.
Well, yeah, okay.
I did see
El Camino.
Now
that's good, too.
It's like a bittersweet send-off to, you know.
I enjoy the cinematography. It was an unnecessary movie, but
yeah,
I enjoyed the craft.
It was definitely unnecessary. It wasn't really needed.
Yeah.
It was shot well.
Basically, it was shot well.
I'd say it was decently
used
shot.
Used tropes from the show and, like, movieified them in a way that was good.
They brought back What's-His-Face, and he was fat as shit.
Yeah. He's in that Civil War movie, actually. Jesse Plemons.
He's like, where are you from? What kind of American are you?
Yeah, that meme.
What kind of American are you?
That's a fucking Todd from Breaking Bad, guys.
Yeah. What kind of American are you?
In the universe, he had this brief period where he gained a bunch of weight and then lost it in between seasons.
Fat.
Yeah, dude, he got fat.
He used to be as thin as you. Like,
yeah,
imagine that.
He got fat. And
brother,
then, like,
I'm
they
not
brought
thin.
Him back. They brought him back for
a
Camino.
Brother, you starved yourself.
That's a handsome man.
Dude, that man's married to What's-Her-Face from Spider-Man.
That's wild.
Holy shit, it is.
Mary Jane
Kirsten
from
Dunst.
Dude, you know what? You know what fucking, Dunst, you know what blew my mind? You know what blew my mind fucking finding out? What's-Her-Face from Shameless.
How old is he? Not our age, but was he a kid watching Spider-Man 1, seeing her nipples in the rain scene, the rain Spider-Man kiss scene?
I think so, man. He was an adult actor at that time. Breaking Bad was around.
Okay, but what do you think the chances are that he saw that, and when he met her, he was like, holy shit, her nipples.
I mean, non-zero, of course.
Her nipples in Spider-Man 1.
Right. You know what you know what blew my mind? Fucking,
I mean, how many celebrity marriages started as celebrity crushes?
What's-Her-Face? Fucking Fiona from
Shameless, you said.
Shameless.
I don't know the actress, but
Emmy Rossum or whatever the fuck.
Which one is that? Can you
the main bitch.
Yeah, the main bitch of most of Shameless. She's married to
her husband in the show reminds me of my uncle.
That could mean so many things, actually.
But her real husband is Sam Esmail, who wrote Mr. Robot.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I would love to watch that show, but I know it will hurt me, so maybe I was avoiding it. Kind of like Attack on Titan.
Me and my mom watched some of the first season, and I remember we really enjoyed it, but I feel like now, being more computer literate, going back and trying to watch it, I feel like I would get frustrated. Because
it's actually, like, from what I've heard, it's pretty, like, close to it, but it's not exact.
Yeah, well,
it's as close as they legally could get or something like that.
Have you ever heard, like, writers talk about shows like NCIS or, like, anything with computer lingo that's going to be in it?
We just hacked into the mainframe, and now we've got child pornography on our computer.
We found the child pornography on his computer by resetting his router.
To be fair, those shows have, like, long fucking seasons. Like,
yeah, and Dick Wolf's a faggot.
Whoa, wait a minute. Dick Wolf is the Law and Order guy, not the NCIS guy.
Doesn't matter. He writes all those fucking shows.
He said what he said.
I said what I said. I'm doubling down on it. Dick Wolf's a faggot.
Saying it twice, okay.
Okay, you heard it here first.
I'll say it three times. Dick Wolf is a faggot.
Man, you're sitting right across the table from one.
They leveled up.
And?
Fuck you.
Fuck
all right?
You.
We, us gay people. And
hey,
us queer folk.
Whoa.
What are you saying? I'm not gay?
We need to create a slur for straight people. Why isn't
lines. Calm lines.
No, that's drug indicative.
Isn't cis?
Lines.
Yeah. Isn't cis, like, kind of a slur?
It's not
cis male.
There's no hard consonant.
It's
in
only
cis. You can't say an S hard.
Cis
you just sounds
like
like a snake.
It's like a cis. Yeah, it's like super like.
Yeah. It's not.
It's an adjective, not a noun. It's the most important thing, I think.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
exactly.
Like
thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting
no
at.
No one would bleep cis.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Right. We need a title to bestow upon straight people that is as hurtful as faggot can be.
What would hurt me?
Like, what would hurt me? I'm the strongest thing in the universe. I'm a straight, like, white man.
I'm so privileged.
I have, like, everything.
Give it your best shot, motherfucker. Like, come up with what a slur. I dare you.
What would hurt me? I'm the strongest thing in the universe. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm God the fucking One Punch Man of society. Like,
the Galactus of races.
God damn it.
Yeah, good luck.
There has to be something, man.
No. You know, honestly, autism is the closest racist thing to whites that we can.
What is, dude?
I'm not even kidding. I get pissed off about the good doctor.
I am a surgeon.
Like, that did shit for our representation. I'm not even kidding.
It's bad representation for sure.
Like, people like my mom will watch that and be like, "Oh my god,
this is my son."
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that so much because
it gives
I'm
her
not
a bad yeah, example bad of how to handle.
I really hate stupid people seeing stupid representation.
I think,
like,
straight white male is just pretty much like an insult in itself.
I mean, I know I hate when people point out that I'm a straight white male. Well, I'm not straight. I'm a white male.
Fucking guilt.
Yeah.
Guilt.
Well,
yeah.
You're white.
I hate
white.
You.
If anything, we should talk about the bi erasure that you suffer, mate.
Keegan, can I trade you some blankets for your land?
No. What? You guys know I'm Irish. That's not funny.
That was the Native American slur.
Yes, it was.
No, guys, you know I'm Irish.
Hey, man, careful.
Funny.
Don't scalp me.
Hey, listen, don't make fun of me for being a cannibal. You know I'm Irish. Guys, you know I'm a black Israelite.
The only cannibalism you should be doing is eating ass.
Fuck the Tudors. Fuck the British.
Guys, you know I'm a black Israelite. That's not funny.
Imagine if there was just dead silence for like 15 minutes.
Just a really unreasonably long silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, dog?
Are we being loud?
20 minutes. Do you want us to keep it down? Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
My bad, guys. Keep it right here.
Mom yelled at us.
Mom said I'm a faggot.
Mom did say you're a faggot.
Oh, that's true. Didn't your mom call me a faggot once?
Probably.
Non-zero chance.
Yeah, non-zero chance for sure. Non-50% chance. In the positive 50% chance that is.
Damn, I'm trying to think what's worse.
Pretty sure
my mom's
called me a whore before.
That's awesome.
But you are a whore.
Well, okay. Well, that's a different story, though. Would your mom call you a whore?
I'd take it as a compliment.
If you came home with hickeys all over your neck and was like, "Hey, can you cover this with makeup for me?" Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Because then your mom's like, "Damn, I know you're getting."
she'd be secretly.
I'm gonna have grandkids in like 20 minutes.
She'd be like,
"Not even kidding."
She's doing the meme hand rub.
She's like, "I never thought." She's like, "This getting pussy. This getting pussy.
Stupid fuck."
I tell you what, this fucking was it.
Is that what I
Did
think it is?
Google
is that
Home
Alexa?
Just fuck, no, it's the Google Home. I need to just
say
like,
the N-word enough times in your home that Google clocks it as a command.
They're like, you're being racist.
Google responds to either "Hey Google" one time or the N-word 15 times.
Bro, you just set off your
phone. Four different things.
Why can it hear me that good?
Oh, where is it? What the fuck?
I don't know, man.
I don't know,
dude.
Anyways,
sometimes over Discord, I'll say, "Hey Google," and Tyler's entire setup will go off, dude.
No.
We were playing Fallout the other day, and I was like trying to find a spot. I was like, "Hey Google, where's the spot to find this item?"
Right.
And
you just killed him, man.
Can I show you guys Tyler's my new favorite fucking sport to watch.
Sure, but shut the fuck up for a second. Tyler's Google went off and started answering, and I just like paused mine and like sat there listening to Tyler's mic, waiting for it to finish. Okay.
Also, how are you doing that? It's through Bluetooth, dude.
That's super cool.
Do you know what this is?
Deadliest Warrior.
No.
Kind of looks like it's looks A-M-M-A. Like wrestling with swords.
Trust me, I would recognize it if it was done.
I know you guys will appreciate this. No one else will appreciate this but you guys.
Is it wrestling with swords?
It's fucking MMA with armor and swords.
It's an actual death match right now?
Dude, this shit's awesome.
Wait, AMMA, armored MMA?
Yes.
But they have the swords right now.
I'm so hard.
They're beating the shit out of each other's swords.
I'm going to come. What if somebody's arm gets hacked off or something?
No, they don't. They stop the fight if there's any fucking crazy blood or anything. It's kind of gay. I want to see a man
Wait,
die.
So these are legit swords then?
They're like, probably blunted.
They're probably blunt.
I mean, get hit with a fucking...
This is what the Stark children trained with.
Basically.
Yeah.
No illegal strikes, whatever. Shut up.
How are you doing?
Check this shit out. This shit rules. Yeah.
I forgot you're the alcoholic here.
Yeah. Andre went for the leg shot. Taylor said, I'm coming for your face. Oh, I love their...
They know it's 5 minutes around. They got to pace themselves.
Irish
it gets wild because they can like start fucking punching each other in the fucking face and shit. It's awesome. You can make it shorter. Like it kind of rules.
We have not had a TKO tonight, but
a TKO with this would be crazy.
I think there is a fight where like some dude gets knocked the fuck out.
Is it early enough to put money down? Who do we bet on? Not knowing shit about either contender.
I think this one's all just about, like, just the odds.
Red's got it. That's my money. At 1:07, I call it. Red's got it.
Like there's so many variables in this. It's like, you know, you could have your fucking sword break.
Any of your straps for your armor.
Just anything. Like, you fucking
how the fuck
armor failure.
People kill each other with this?
Well, they were sharpened.
Yeah.
No, but still.
The fact that they were sharpened meant everybody scared to get hit.
And there's like there's also like illegal strikes
like
that they can't do.
They're doing a great job showing that professionalism.
Listen, we've read Game of Thrones.
This is lame.
We've watched Game of Thrones.
You need to go like you need to get like. Most of
the
time you don't throw
opposites. Yeah, but also think more about the tournaments. This is closer to a tournament than it is a battle.
You're right.
Yeah.
But like I'm actually asking the question: how the fuck did any knights kill each other?
Oh yeah.
Like you'd have to get real lucky sliding a blade in there.
I mean, like, if you think about it, it's just like metal on the outside for the most part. Underneath is like very, it's like leather for the most part.
You just do regular sparring until sparring with the intent of not getting hit until you see an opening.
Oh, they're hugging.
Headbutt.
Is that a headbutt? Yeah. Good shit.
No, this shit rules. Taylor was throwing a lot of control that round. I'm like skipping through because like there's
gotta get to the actual to the good round.
Yeah.
Wish this was the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight.
Dude, that fight sucked ass. I don't want to think about that fight.
It would have been cool about it. We don't need to waste breath on that.
It would have been cooler if they were both armed with swords and fully armored.
Yeah.
Be cool if one of them was dead.
Whoa. Jesus.
Sorry.
Without context, it could be either.
Whoopsie
daisy. It'd be cool if like one of the brothers found like a body somewhere in like maybe a forest.
And
or something.
Like made a video about
filmed
it. And like laughed.
Posted.
And it was like awesome.
Yeah, he just shamelessly.
It was really good for their
and
career.
And went on to make millions of dollars.
Yeah, it continued to get bigger.
It's like if the bully from high school became a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How
if,
can we
if bullying if you could get paid for bullying, that's yeah.
Yeah, the daddy's money bully fucking
oh god.
He's like, my daddy has money and your daddy doesn't have any.
You guys ever know a douchebag that just had rich parents?
Yeah.
And, like fucked around.
That's your girlfriend.
How about a man with a penis?
Okay, that's fair. Still got that. I don't want to get castrated. Just bleep
it. She doesn't listen to this shit.
Just bleep it.
The two people who watch this are going to...
That's the bleep I get.
Yeah.
It's like cut the past 15 seconds.
No cut. Just beep. Beep. You know what you should do for an episode? Just to fuck with people?
What?
Once you start getting like a consistent amount of viewers, like a decent amount of viewers...
Just be like, all right, that's the episode.
Make one of them pretty buttons there. One of them gorgeous little buttons.
make it the Discord notification sound, and then just press it at random throughout the episode.
No, what I should do is I should just make an AI. I should just make a robot version of Javen so I can replace him.
Do the podcast completely solo. You've got an AI Javen.
How much voice would you need to make a voice replicate?
Keegan's got enough.
I've got enough.
Keegan's got more than enough.
I've got plenty.
By this point, he could make AI versions of us.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's... Well, maybe not you. You haven't really...
I've talked.
Towards the beginning, you were pretty quiet, but...
Hey, y'all were in a deep conversation about audio recording. What was I supposed to jump in and be like, hey...
You should have just been like, you guys are fucking gay.
You fucking nerds. You fucking... You guys
I jumped fucking in when faggots. There was a relevant point to jump in.
Yeah. You guys are nerdy fucking... There we go. Faggot ass. Retard. Mongoloid.
Hey, I'm Asperger's. That's racist.
Hey, you guys called me a cannibal earlier, and you guys know I'm Irish, and you know
Zach was talking about eating our spinal cords.
Well, if you must know,
I may have called you a cannibal, but we know who the actual one at the table is.
No, we know who's actually afraid of cannibals.
We know who burned down the forest.
Right. No, that's unrelated. That's unrelated bullshit, and also not me.
Propaganda.
I will say I feel like I'm a double cannibal since I am like both Irish and Native American. Because you got to realize like the Irish probably were eating each other at some point.
You're like the Hobbit. They were like
absolutely. They were like, listen, dog.
They were
like,
starving from the British because the British fucked.
Wait, did the Irish actually resort to cannibalism?
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, it's not like historical record, but I guarantee it, motherfucker.
Yeah, likely.
There's a character in Blue-Eyed Samurai.
There's probably one guy that was just like, fuck, dude. I don't know. My kid's dead. I guess I'll eat my son. I mean, like, what am I going to do? Bury him? Like a Catholic?
Funny, actually, on the way down here, one of the chapters that I listened to for Game of Thrones. Yeah. One of the chapters that I listened to for Game of Thrones Book 5, Dance of Dragons, was one of the characters attending a execution for four soldiers that had eaten one of their dead
Stannis, right?
Yeah. Stannis's army. Essentially it was just one of the king's armies. There's like several kings in Westeros.
Someone was being executed for cannibalism, basically.
Yeah, four people being executed for eating their dead friend.
Like Dungeons and Dragons or something.
All right, this episode's over.
Was that like Dungeons or Dragons or something?
Dungeons or Dragons or something?
Dungeons. One of the two. They do something.
There are dragons.
There's like a dragon game and like a dungeon game.
There are many dungeons. People are in them.
I heard there's a lot of incest between the two.
Yep. Big floppy gay dicks as well.
Mm. That's actually really true.
Yeah.
So, there was more incest than people would like to admit, actually.
Yeah. I try not to think about it.
I can't believe
I want to like
but
the
I
show.
Make you think about it.
I can't believe that like a dragon married a dungeon and they just had sex the whole time, and then like their kids had their dragon dungeon kids had sex and
you're a dragon and not dungeon. It will never work out.
It'll never work out.
No,
we're siblings.
Find out.
But I need you to crawl inside me and find all the gold.
Come on, Smaug.
Come on, I need you to get into my Smaug.
Find my gold, Smaug. I'd fuck a dragon if I could.
Okay, donkey.
Fucking liar. Okay.
No, this guy's
a big Shrek fan.
Massive Shrek fan.
I am.
His favorite character is donkey.
But that's unrelated to my need to fuck a dragon.
His favorite character is dragon.
He watches Shrek and he sees donkey fuck the dragon and he's just like, he's just like us.
He's just like me for real.
He's just like me for real.
Y'all fucking lying. If the dragon was into you, you'd be about it. I don't care.
I'd be in the dragon's mouth and then stomach.
And
yeah,
then vagina.
It would eat me. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Well, how do you think donkey fucked? You think?
Yeah, that is true.
I think donkey has a similar spinal structure.
You clearly have never looked up giantess porn.
Donkey. Deanne from Seven Deadly Sins.
Well, there you go.
Deanne from the Seven Deadly Sins is the only giantess that I've ever considered.
I've never looked up
porn of Deanne.
Lies.
No.
Lies of the
that's
Jedi.
Some,
it's
that's
not
some,
Lies of the Jedi. What are you talking
that's some
about?
That's degeneracy, dude.
The Sith are the ones lying.
Dude, that's a
you're
sin.
You're over there spreading
lies.
You're over there spreading lies
the
to
Jedi
propagate
lie.
Your own
motivations.
This is a safe place, Sebastian.
You can look up
Diane Porn if you want to.
I can't believe you guys. You guys are fucking degenerates.
Even if I had looked up Diane Porn from Seven Deadly Sins.
I think you guys need to go to church.
Been there, done that.
Diane Porn is very different from a...
Hey, where's the freaking gabagoo?
That's one of your sounds?
I'm looking at him. I'm looking at the gabagool.
You don't know what that means. You haven't seen this.
Gabagool's meat.
It's just capicola.
It's capicola, yeah.
It's just capicola.
It's a lunch meat.
It's just cold lunch meat.
You're a fucking cold lunch meat, bitch.
You're a cold lunch meat.
Looking at...
I am, though.
Give me something imposing.
I wish I was pepperoni.
Come on, please.
Fucking salami.
It only works on my mic.
Give me... Trade me. Trade me. Come on.
No.
Giantess anime hentai is not the
Jesus
same
Christ.
As furry porn.
Whoa. When did we bring that in?
How did
we
get here?
We do not fuck dragons. We do not fuck dragons.
How did we? No.
Fucking dragons
is scaly
porn, which is one step away from furry porn further down the road.
Sebastian, answer the question. How did we get here?
Zach was advocating for donkey fucking dragons.
Listen, I made one joke about dragons.
That's all
having
it takes.
Sex,
that's all it takes.
You guys immediately hard turn into just thinking about jerking off.
That's all it takes.
I don't see, you're bullshit, Sebastian. I don't buy it. I don't buy this altruism of yours.
No. If it doesn't have the same bone structure as I do. No, if it's not got a human bone structure, if it's got the same like, bone structure,
into
and
it.
Same proportions,
donkey wasn't
and shapes.
Even into
donkey
it.
Donkey was raped,
and then he realized something about himself
that he likes to be dominated,
that he likes to be immersed in an entire pussy.
Well, there's a
he likes to be inside the whole thing.
It's just his head sticking
out. Just imagine fucking
just headbutting the clit.
Just imagine Chris Rock inside there.
I didn't think this would be
pussy big as hell. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Big as hell. Honestly, I blame this whole conversation on you picking this IPA earlier, Sebastian. This is why I'm talking about
that's
this.
That's why we're thinking about
responsibility.
We inside the whole dragon pussy.
Keegan is at least one third, 33.33% of this conversation.
I haven't even finished this beer.
You only got... Well, you did get two, actually. Is that your first one or your second one?
I got one.
Let me see that.
You got
weight.
One?
Let me see one. That weight. It's not bad.
Literally, I only drank half the fucking can.
Whoa.
You're just going to Jew me like that?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
You're just going to come in.
Gonna,
oh,
on the eve of Hanukkah,
gross.
You're going to Jew
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
like
on
that.
Hanukkah's Eve. This is the Hanukkah's Eve. Like,
how dare I?
I love the homies.
Later, I'm going to pack a bowl and take two hits off of it.
I wouldn't be the
in
first
front
time,
of you.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Not on purpose.
It'd be the first time intentionally.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's how you know it's a slight. That's how you know it's stoner.
It's not perceived. It is.
I get excited sometimes.
That's why I'm trying to hold it so close. It's not a perceived slight. It is a slight.
That's what I'm saying. I'm probably going to shit my brains out after drinking this beer.
Hell yeah, dude. Can you do it on camera?
I shit my brains out drinking frozen hot chocolate.
What?
Frozen hot chocolate.
Sorry. Do you guys go to the human being ever?
It only exists here as far as I can.
Fuck. Well,
as far as I exist.
There's a frozen hot chocolate there.
It can't be both frozen and
milk.
Hot. Yeah, it's just frozen
it's
chocolate
just
milk at that point.
I know you're right, Sebastian, but I say that sentence, give me a frozen hot chocolate at least once a week, and... Lo and fucking behold, I get a frozen hot chocolate.
Every time you say, give me a frozen hot chocolate, you lose...
I'm going to think of chocolate milk.
Half of a charisma point on your D&D character.
Well, here's the thing, dude.
Your D&D
Less
sheet
the,
of your real life.
Here's the thing. In D&D, you can't go...
Good one.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Positively.
I've been cooking that one.
Gorgeous,
yeah,
mate.
Letting it roast.
Fuck whatever we were talking about. Gorgeous. That. 10 out of 10. That was the best one so
put
far.
It on the wall.
I've been cooking.
Like...
That one goes on the fridge.
There's been a lot of good ones.
Can we draw
that? And
yeah.
Alpha right there.
Attach it to
yeah,
the
we
fridge.
Yeah, we can draw that and put that on the fridge and
no,
do whatever.
Jar it. Like burp into a jar.
Oh, yeah. We can burp in, I can burp into a jar and then I can sell it on my
it's
Etsy.
Like collecting toenails. You
with
don't
a
need
pair
to
of
do
underwear.
That.
Yeah.
Collecting toenails, what?
I'm so drunk.
I found out that one of the girls that we went to high school with, literally earlier today, I'm pretty sure, I found out one of the girls that we went to high school with is on Feet Finder.
Jesus
because
Christ.
It was on her Instagram.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, holy shit. And there was, I'm not going to lie, as disgusted as I feel about it, there was a half second where I was like, do I look at that?
Hey, this might be weird
no,
to
that's
say.
When you
do I check it out?
What the fuck's Feed Finder?
Brother, what does it sound like?
I mean, it's, the context is intense pornographic.
It's only feet.
Oh, my.
It's just jerk-off material for dudes who are into feet.
Wait,
it's,
so you were considering it? What the fuck?
Because it was somebody that I know, there was a
that's
split
well,
second.
What does that
there
matter?
Was, there was
what
no.
does it matter? It, you
changes
knowing?
It changes things. If it's somebody that I know,
looking
it
at
things.
Feet changes things if you know them.
No, no, it was.
This is
back me up here, Keegan.
No,
like,
it's degeneracy. Like it's pure degeneracy. And
like,
that's
I, won't argue,
to,
I won't
no,
argue. I won't argue
know,
with
listen.
Keegan on that part.
I'm not like, you know, a Christian or I'll never like say like any advice like this. But you need to seek God.
Listen, you God fearing man.
You
I
need to turn
do not
dude,
fear him.
Have you listened to this podcast? This man does not fear God.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well,
yeah, Zach's
that's
a real one. Zach's a real fan.
I have actually watched this podcast.
I watched
times.
The first seven.
You guys are fake fans. What am I talking about?
Shit.
I watched the first like 7 or 8 episodes.
Dude, there's 30.
Well, advertise better.
I know.
If it popped up in my feed, I probably would click it.
Oh, I have like 7 different TV shows on backlog.
Yeah, $1 million productions that
no,
are
I
on backlog.
It. I get it. My shit sucks.
Not even saying that. It's just that I'm employed, and like the time I'm off, I'm like, I need to fucking
recuperate. Bro, you drive a car around.
Keegan, the things that you do are stinky.
Yeah, and?
I don't know which one to address. What the fuck?
Don't worry about what he said. You drive a car around.
I'm
for
just
work,
being a bully.
Yeah, well,
just throw it on when you listen when you drive around.
Well, driving around isn't the part. It's dedicating time is the part.
Also,
know?
Delivering things is different. It's hard to like want to listen to something when you're like, okay, I'm gonna be in the car for 5-10 minutes, and then I'm gonna get out for 5-10 minutes, and then I'm gonna get back in the car for 5-10 minutes.
That wasn't my problem.
Yeah, I don't have. That's not a problem. My face. It's mostly just.
I didn't even like listening to music on my phone when I was delivering
really?
Because
that's like all I would do is I would fucking like
I
listen to
the
radio.
I agree with you. I agree with you that I don't feel joy, but I do listen to music on my phone. That's the difference.
Yeah, I was a total fucking piece of shit when I delivered pizzas, dude. I would like rip cigarettes and fucking like, you know, if they didn't tip me right on the fucking the order, I would just open the fucking the bag. With the windows down in the middle of fucking December.
You'd let it get cold?
Yeah, I'd let it get cold on purpose.
What the fuck?
Dude, yeah, there was one time I got tipped 10 cents. This is like me admitting to being a fucking total piece of shit, and I don't care if you're listening
You've
to this.
Done it many times.
I've done it a few times.
You've admitted to being a piece of
I'll
shit
I'll never
many
get
times
hired at fucking
things.
Domino's again after this, but I don't give a shit, and fuck you, Domino's.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know if I want my name on this episode.
Beep!
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like I
go in there and apologize to him. Right
kiss
now.
Him on the mouth.
Kiss him on the mouth.
I don't even know that guy's name.
That's the other co-host.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Mom's mad at us.
Mom's mad.
No,
but
co-host.
Yeah, no, there was
this
one
is my
time.
Last podcast, guys.
This is like the last thing. I'll fucking end it here.
The last podcast ever, guys. You heard it here first.
Yeah, last podcast on earth. No, I got tipped 10 cents one time.
Mm.
So I fucking saw that on the receipt. I fucking opened the bag, rolled down the windows, fucking let it get cold. And then I got there and I lifted the front of the driveway and I took 10 cents out of my fucking car and threw it on top of the pizza box and left. Didn't even knock, no nothing.
Here's your fucking 10 cents.
I was like, you fucking obviously need it that bad.
Yeah.
If you're fucking tipping a driver 10 cents and I left, you know, that's kind of a dick move, but I don't care. Like,
no, tip, like actively. Like,
that's the one thing that like I don't stand for is like, you know, fucking. No. Doing shit things to, like, people in service.
Dude but goes like, out to get his pizza, and he sees the
no,
10
you know
cents on
happened?
Top of the box. He's like, oh, sick, my tip.
Yeah, no, you know what but happened? Like, he fucking reordered, and my coworker saw that and was like, and then he looked at the receipt and was like, oh, that's why I got left on the fucking end of the driveway.
Oh.
Because the 10 cents.
Yeah.
He just laughed. And
he just left it at the end of his driveway?
Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah, I mean,
fuck, that's nicer than I would have.
I
oh, no.
Well, no, he had to deliver another pizza. He had to deliver another pizza. So he saw the pizza that I left and laughed at it, and then like, you know, left that. I think he, I don't know if he took that pizza or fucking just like whatever, and then he like put the other one at his doorstep and gave it to him. But
yeah,
I was like, 10 cents is kind of bullshit. I gotta like fucking buy alcohol.
I gotta.
I mean, if you go out of your way to work, like it's a credit card receipt, right? Like,
no,
for them to put a tip on the receipt, like they go out of the way to put 10 cents on.
Yeah,
like,
they went out of their way to specifically make it the smallest amount possible.
10 cents.
Yeah,
like, all right. You'd think they'd be nicer to people who know where you live.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about
a with lot your of name and address
and the food that you're about to eat.
Yeah.
I thought about that. I thought about that often.
Yeah.
When I was working in a restaurant, like the servers would come up to my window pissed off because of the table. And I'd be like, why aren't they being nice to you? You're the one bringing them their food. Like,
right.
You could tell me to spit in this shit.
I could totally just.
And because I like you, because I work with you and I see you every day, you tell me to spit in somebody's food, I'm fucking doing it. I don't give a fuck. You're my
like,
partner
like, honestly,
in this team, right? We work in this team every day.
If we close.
God damn.
Fuck, man.
Sorry to interrupt.
Throwing the gat out for the Rizzler.
But
if we closed, like, I'd bury a body with y'all.
Yeah, dude, there was times we wouldn't get out of that fucking Domino's till like 4 in the fucking morning.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, like, you know.
Classic.
Yeah, like, there was times, like, I would close, I wouldn't get out till 4 in the morning, and then I'd drink and walk home at, like, fucking.
Leave your car at work because you know you've got to be
Domino's?
There.
No, I.
Well,
I'd
you
fucking,
live a little
I lived because I lived like up the street or down the street from our manager at the time. So I fucking like would park the car at my place and then walk up to theirs, which is only like a mile walk.
Alex?
Yeah.
Or and, after or before?
Before. But it was funny because like I would just I'd leave my car at my apartment, walk up to theirs. And then I would just fucking get drunk and then walk home at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like anywhere between, or not 4 in the morning, anywhere between like 5 to 8.
Yeah.
And there was one time I got spotlighted by a cop and I just like kept walking and I was like, fuck you. Like I like wanted to flip him off and just like fucking be a total fucking
asshole. Just completely ignore him.
But I was like, I'm almost home.
Yeah. It's not worth being stopped.
I'm almost
right now.
Home. I don't want to deal with your fucking shit. Can you turn the fucking giant flashlight off your car, please?
Yeah.
I have to take a shit.
Yeah.
I'm about to have diarrhea running down my leg because all I do is drink.
Well, the big thing when it comes to being hit with a cop spotlight is literally not reacting.
You just don't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
You just keep going.
Because if you.
Minding my own business here.
If you respond to the light being shined on you, they're going to be like, he didn't like that.
Yeah.
Get him.
No, but there. I will say there was one time I fucking was like
I have to
walking.
Pee so bad.
We're almost done.
Okay.
There was one time, and speaking of pee, I was walking like on like home.
Pissing on a cop car.
No, I was walking home one day, whoa. And like in that stretch between the apartments was like, I just happened to look down while smoking a cigarette. And I just looked down. And I was like, ain't no fucking way. There's a full fucking catheter bag and catheter attached on the fucking ground like,
no.
Next to the sidewalk. I was like, ain't no fucking way, dude.
Somebody ripped that shit out?
Yeah,
my
they were just like,
God.
They were just like, man, fuck this.
I
then threw it out the fucking window.
That's like one of the most painful things. Y'all ever had a catheter?
No.
Me either. Good. Glad we're all. Yep. I
but I have. Just I just stood there. Like. I was so fucking drunk and like hungover at the same time. You know what that feeling is.
Yeah.
And I just like stood there
when
smoking.
When you're still drunk
like
the next day.
I let the cigarette like get like a 3-inch ash on it. I just stood there and just fucking like was looking at it and was like, this is not real. And I was like, I have to change something in my life. I have to make change in my life.
So we created a podcast basically.
And here we are.
Yeah, pretty
doing
much.
Doing the same thing.
Wasted.
Pretty much. I will say I don't fucking drink as much as I used to.
Yeah.
I will say this before we end off, like I could have become an alcoholic.
Oh yeah.
Like there was a time in my
life.
Oh dude,
I definitely was for 6 months
almost
straight.
It was like a clear crossroads. Yeah. I remember that like period.
Yeah.
It was like,
before I was 21.
Drink a lot or continue what I've already been doing, which is like every once in a while maybe a little.
Be a stoner and get drunk socially, basically.
or drink all or the time.
Drink as you smoke, and that's not.
Yeah.
Right.
Go, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did it for a little while, and it's not great.
For me, I got really blackout drunk stealing my mom's rum, and I went.
Baller.
Rum will do that.
Well, here's the thing. I was actually smart about it. I was stealing. Well, not smart to steal your parents' alcohol in general, but like, yeah, if you're going to do it, like, don't drive after you've had too much.
No, get this man some keys. What are you talking about?
Get this man some keys.
No, so I stole some of my mom's rum.
Where's the Lambo? Pull it around.
And like, I had portioned an amount to steal, and I was like, well, I've already drank half of it. Might as well finish it off.
Right.
And I blacked out at my mom's apartment.
Yep.
I woke up in the bed. They had tossed me in the shower. I had thrown up everywhere.
That rules.
I have a couple of stories like that.
Ranted about Injustice Batman. I called Batman a pussy several times over.
That Injustice fucking Batman rules. Is a pussy.
Like I was reading an audio, I was listening to an audiobook of the Injustice comics.
Oh, no.
Like I had a drunk thought of like, Batman's a fucking pussy.
What a bitch.
That's what I told my parents when they found me blackout drunk at stealing Captain Morgan from my mother.
I'm gonna piss myself.
And at the end of this podcast,
Batman was
God damn, I don't think we could top that.
Mom, I'm so drunk. Batman's a pussy.
I really want to know what I said. I want to know the hot take I had.
We'll have to interrogate both of your parents.
Have you listened to that video again to find out like what you're feeling?
Oh, I know what I.
What the problem was? You just don't know what your take was?
I don't know what the fuck I said drunk. That's what I want to know.
Probably just that Batman's a pussy, honestly.
Like, I was kind of pissed at Batman for being so shitty at Superman for killing the Joker. Like, come on, man.
Batman should have done it 20 years ago.
If you could have just been a little cooler about him having a reaction, Superman wouldn't have been as evil as he was.
I kind of
blame all of you. Okay, anyways, end the podcast.
End this. And my suffering. I have to pee so bad.
Actually, no, I'm going to do 20 more minutes.
I'm going to piss on your soundboard.
No, you're not. I'm going to do 20 more minutes.
I'm going to piss on you.
Mom's spaghetti. Let's go.
Mom's spaghetti.